Hello and welcome back to Shield Bash. I'm your GM, Britt. To my right is...
Neil, playing Jarwin Triot.
Will, playing Nath Vendigar.
Jason, Tam Westcrown, Human Rogue.
Curtis, Ronan, Inquisitor. I like long walks on the beach.
Meta, playing the Animist Shaman.
All right. So.
Not it.
Me either. Who wants to recap for us?
I'll do it.
In our last episode, after a nice long walk on the beach, we encountered a snake. And then, we encountered three flying thingies that attacked us and, you know, tried to poison us.
Dimorphodon.
The one you guys talked down, by the way, this was its mate.
Oh,
it didn't talk to its mate before it attacked you.
So, AKA, Bert really wanted us to fight a snake.
And it was great.
A snake.
A snake.
Then what happened? Snake.
Then we got into a fight with Dormaphodons. Dimorphodons.
Yeah. And, dinosaurs.
We were able to eliminate that threat, continuing our long walk on the beach.
Exploring the island.
If you like pina coladas.
No, you know why you can't hear pterodactyls go to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Yes, it is.
That was almost a dad joke.
That was a dad joke.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are now. It's 2:00. And what happens nearly every freaking day, you'll find out. At 2:00, is it freaking pours rain? Which is kind of welcome relief from the heat of the jungle. But it also kind of makes everything a bit oppressive seeming. Now, you all are about there.
He's pointing at
currently.
The map.
Do you wish to continue along the coast?
Sure.
That was the plan we had previously.
That is correct. We were going to continue on the interior coast until it became the exterior coast, heading south.
Are we going to explore these islands?
And then west and then
probably
south.
Probably not, because we don't have a boat yet. Lighthouse first.
There's one right there. See, there's a picture on the page.
I'm aware. listeners, you can look on our Facebook page for a copy of this map. I will also put it on the we don't have Instagram. We have Twitter. I will tweet this.
You will
tweet.
Shield Bash does.
Oh, Russian Bash tweets.
Right. I didn't know that. We tweet.
Yes. That's every time you hit the shield, you hear it.
We tweet.
Okay, now remember, you've got one of these Dimorphodons.
Three of them, actually.
Well, no. One alive, somewhat.
Yeah. Well, two of them, maybe. He'll check on the one that I stabilized.
Okay.
Yep, I have no idea.
I can do a heal check.
Heal checks all around.
Let's take a gander. I'm going to roll my big clunky dice because I'm mad at my other one.
And everybody hears it.
Is that a Norse Forge?
That's a lovely effect. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The big sucker.
Which one are you doing?
I'm doing a heal check.
On which one?
The one Pete just did the heal check on.
Oh.
Sorry.
Who's Pete?
Who's Meta?
There you go.
Exactly. That is a 19.
Okay. You know, it is currently halfway to being really dead.
Okay, can you fix this thing? It's halfway to being really dead.
Well, it wasn't it in range for the channel energy?
I was about to ask that.
Let's consult the map.
The one that flew off the freaking table.
No, he wasn't in range.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that one.
I forgot to look for the bees.
He should be, I believe. He was directly in front of Meta and...
Meta did the channel, right?
Mm-hmm. We had a statement of gather at the beach. I believe these are accurate.
And
correct.
I also went to get that one.
This one?
No, he has that one. I went to get the other
one.
Yeah, sorry.
Why was it
Tam
you came out of the closet. Why is it she still? Oh, yeah.
It's she now.
It's always been she.
You're over here is what you're saying?
No, the other way. The other
that's
way.
Me.
That is
me.
She.
I went to grab that one and tie that one up while it was unconscious. So, yes, it would have been in range of the burst as well.
Okay. For everyone who's confused, so are we.
Extremely.
Yeah, this is pretty odd. 1 + 1 + 2 + 1.
it's just 5. A game. They told me it was just a game.
Okay. So, you did channel energy here.
No. We went to the beach. It was established.
No, Meta.
That that we all gathered on the beach. is what I'm saying.
So, you're saying you all are here somewhere-ish?
Yes, and I had
and
that one with me.
And you have this one?
Yes. Okay.
So, and nope. Meta's over here. Did Meta come to the beach?
That's Ronan.
That's Ronan.
Yeah, and I was over there. I had to get fixed. So put me back in the, you know.
Well, how much did we channel for? Do you remember, Meta?
Five.
Okay, they are...
But...
Above negative.
Unless someone had a severe desire, Meta would have not included... Meta would have kept them out.
So you would have selected channeled?
I would have just walked away from them.
Okay.
Because they were stable, so why do we need them awake to fight us?
Well, I was tying it up when you announced that you were going to channel, so that I was just telling you what I was doing to whether that mattered or not.
I was in the water, so the one I'm carrying is still going to be unconscious.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, the one that was halfway to dead would wake up as it naturally healed.
Exactly. This is exactly what I was thinking. So you would have chosen not to accelerate that process. Is that right,
Matt? That is correct. At least until I've slept and can speak with animals again.
Okay. Then I'm going to say they're still out.
Why was it so important for us to have these again?
The hot redhead wants one. That's reason enough for me.
You're cooking for a date. That's the only reason we had to
get it. Not a date. Not a date.
Was that Eris or
no, Sasha?
Sasha. It's fun to say, like salsa.
All right, I'm going to make a bit of a suggestion. I don't really want to explore the island with these untamed little monsters. So why don't we take them back through the jungle and then continue our exploration?
I like this idea.
Restock on supplies.
Play with Sasha.
Sasha, she's the red mantis person, right?
Yes.
The one with the tattoo.
So we want to give the red mantis assassin a cohort.
We have... We have determined that she's not actively a member of the Red Mantis Association.
Nor does she want anything to do with it.
She has fled them.
And so you're comfortable with this?
I am comfortable with this.
Okay. So I think it'll probably take her more than a little while to train these small undomesticated monsters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they didn't even touch me, so they can't be that much of a monster. All you guys are bitching about.
Yeah, you didn't have to roll any port saves, did you?
No.
So, you're going to take all three of them?
Well, the one's dead.
One died.
Well, yes, we could take it for food.
Yeah.
And the feathers, I mean,
they're
very bright.
Whatever.
Do we have a Fletcher amongst us?
We could.
Maybe.
Just checking.
Maybe you know how you dealt with your arrow, you know.
Maybe in another level.
All right.
All
right. So, two of them. You're going to take two of them back to camp?
Let's take the third one. We'll shove it in the bag.
Okay. Take the third one, shove it in the bag.
Yeah. What's it going to hurt?
Yeah, worst case scenario, we eat it.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right, so you're going to hoof it back to your castaway beach camp.
Can we just cut straight across?
That was the plan. Just cut through the jungle.
Yes, but it is slow going.
I'm probably going to climb the tree and explore for the party. I want to make sure that they don't run into anything.
I'll clear away with my short sword, hacking at vines and underbrush.
Sounds like a great idea.
I will dance fancily through the jungle.
Look just like Indiana Jones, fedora and earth.
I'm going to try to be a little stealthy as I do
Except
this.
Except for girl first.
Actually, I use a tribly. That's my one. That's the major difference. And no whip.
No whip for you.
Chains instead.
No chains. No, no. I will, however, take the revolver. Thank you.
No, we were strictly told we could not have any gunslingers.
That's right.
On the gunslinger.
I didn't say I want to be a gunslinger. I'll say I'll take a revolver because guess what? That's still better than anything a gunslinger gets. They generally get flintlocks.
Yep. To start off,
there's just no ammo for your revolver anywhere on the entire planet.
I will. I have a lot of skills. I'm a rogue. I will start taking that.
Beg, borrow, steal, whatever, right?
I need a 70 to craft one.
All right, so you all want to go back to, on our map, it's called Area B.
Yes.
Affectionately.
B
for
base camp.
Well, yeah, that one too.
So, traversing through the jungle.
I'm gonna ask. So, does anyone have any families that might come looking for them?
Family, yes. Looking for me? No.
Hey, Jarwin?
Yeah.
Nobody can hear your head rattle.
That was on purpose.
I do have family not here, and they are not aware that I'm coming back home.
Ah. Ronan?
Yeah!
Never mind.
No family.
Well, this is a slim hope, but still. Possibility. I guess we'll just have to keep on.
Creeping on.
No, I'm saving ourselves, but you know, oh. Whatever.
So, time passes. Any more dialogue you want to accomplish at this point?
No, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the improv thing of yes and, but I'm getting a lot of no's. here we go!
Silently walking through the forest.
Yeah, I'm probably getting a little breathing kind of heavy cutting through all the underbrush and trying to my back's getting sore from carrying on all the role playing by myself.
Somebody has to be interesting.
It's not my job.
I don't know how it landed to me, of all people.
I'm just a frog.
You're just an anthropomorphic frog. Yeah, I mean, let's...
And I'm way ahead of the group, already scouting the way so you guys don't run into any more, you know, unexpected surprises.
I would like to point out that Meta's the one that's been noticing the unsuspected surprises the entire time, not our scout frog.
It's because they've been coming from behind us.
You can't look behind you?
I'm in front of us. So, yes.
You spend roughly 2 hours slogging through the jungle and uneventfully make it back to base camp.
Yay. So
what that means is that everything lives on the beach.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and suggest we probably stay here overnight because it's already getting on towards evening and I am kind of tired.
Me too.
That makes sense. Shall we keep our same watches as before?
No, well, personally, I think we should make the non-participating no, that's the long version. The NPCs take the watches because they're just kind of staying here at the camp, whereas we are out hiking and slogging.
Gonna go talk to Sasha and present the,
Oh, yes, here's...
The Morphodons.
Does she want the dead one?
Probably not.
I slowly put it back in the bag.
I'll want my rope back.
Sure.
Comes back, it's in like 10 pieces. Here's your rope back.
But luckily you spent all that time salvaging rope from the ship, so.
And didn't we find like 500 feet of rope?
Yeah. And a mainsail.
Yeah.
Do think you stopped short of the anchor though. But it's still there if you want to go back for it.
So I'm not sure if it still is.
Well, where would it go? It's an anchor.
It fell off the shelf, remember?
Yeah, but we have all that stuff of like water breathing now.
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember who has it, but somebody does.
Yeah, you do have potions of water breathing.
Somebody's carrying
And it. To be fair, if we really wanted to, you could tie a rope to me, throw me in, and then after I get the anchor, you can pull me back up.
Can you breathe underwater?
With a potion of water breathing.
So, not just you, but anybody we give the potion of water breathing to.
Yeah, but I can't swim back up.
With an anchor? I don't think anybody can.
I don't think I couldn't.
Are you talking about going back to the Genevieve now?
We're joking about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Look of panic on your face.
Like, trying to determine
what the fuck
was going to do.
Those of you over here going back to the boat and the DM's like, what the fuck? that was good stuff.
Easy fix. You know, 20 Eurypterids, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Who knew that there were so many krakens just off the coast?
Right?
A herd of Tarrasque?
No, I think that's called a congress, isn't it?
No.
Is it a murder?
It's yes.
Definitely a murder.
Well, the DM is just done with your shit.
It's not a congress of Tarrasque because a group of Tarrasque will actually get shit done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you're going to go see Sasha?
Yar.
Oh, she is delighted.
I'm going to stand like 30 feet back and watch.
Just freaking phenomenally delighted.
All right.
She gives you, Jarwin, a big old hug.
All right, sleight of hand. No, I'm kidding.
And,
what is he doing?
She wanted she wanted Dimorphodons. Uh-huh.
She asked for one, I got her two.
He's bringing her Dimorphodons.
Even though there is no mechanic for this, she is now what they call, what I'm calling, very helpful. So, yeah, okay. She's happy camper now.
Good. I'm want to be a happy camper later tonight.
Pitch a tent.
Yeah. Well, a little more than that.
Mr. DM,
sir.
Meta is making motions to remind me that Tam forgot to bind herself again.
Good point.
Did he just go like this?
Oh. It actually took me a second. I was like, is there something on me? Am I hitting something?
Yeah, boobs.
My mic?
Boobs.
Now I remember. All right. That being said, from Gellick's perspective, you know, remember he's a gnome? Kind of looks up and sees more shadow than he used to.
Meta notices him looking and pipes up real quick. Oh, she got bit by one of those dinosaurs. The swelling will go down once the poison gets out of the system.
She?
He. That's a 20 bluff.
That's better than what I was going to say, but good job.
Spontaneous sex change. No big deal.
I was going to say I got cursed out on the island, turned into a woman.
As a Gripply with very little knowledge of human anatomy,
I'm
extremely befuddled by this whole process.
So your she is actually a minus 20 on your roll, is what the GM is saying.
No, he rolled pretty well, too.
He's being a smartass.
You know what I always say? Being a dumbass.
Yeah, not everybody can be Jason.
Inner party turmoil. You don't need that, Neil.
No, actually, I'm just going to point out that the better a smartass than a dumbass was first said in this group by yours truly, so...
There you go.
Kiss my ass.
It's not pretty enough, sorry.
So no, Gellick's like looking and from his unique perspective is kind of like,
shakes his head and walks away. Before he walks away, I'm going to kneel down and make eye contact.
Do you have any idea how rude it is to stare at a woman's breasts?
Yep.
Yeah.
My eyes are up here.
Didn't used to be a woman, though.
Yes, I sense both.
Did something happen out there, or?
I just said since birth. I want you to think, so. Where are we?
It's your accent, sorry, threw me off.
Gellick, where are we?
Smuggler's ship?
Yeah,
I thought we pretty much figured that out.
Which is near pirates. And what do pirates do to women?
Well, some very successful pirates, I see where you're going with this, are women.
Well, what do pirate crews?
Yeah,
yes.
I see where you're going
with
this.
There were advantages to not be known as a woman.
Sure.
There are some things I don't have to concern myself over, like getting pregnant, but the act of that being forced upon me is still rather unpleasant.
Sure. Nobody likes that. On the receiving end, anyway. I get it. It's fine. Just surprised. That's all.
Stand up, pat him on the head, go back to wash.
Don't do that.
This really awkward, I gave you dinosaurs have sex with me interaction going on.
It's definitely not awkward. I'm very pretty. Very precise. Gripply,
I'm looking around, I'm like, what? Pirates? What?
Okay, now, I'm just curious. So you're Gripply, but you actually exist in the material plane, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You work for, and you travel a lot in your backstory, right?
I work for and I travel, but usually I'm a finder. I find
people. So find you have things to like deal with people's habits and stuff to figure out where they went and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you understand how the world works?
No.
Apparently not.
When a female Gripply and a male Gripply love each other very much,
there's a stork that comes
go
to the conversation
a pond
somewhere
together.
So
and then a stork comes and visits.
No, I'm just gonna. I'm trying to conceptualize this. Like you live in a world with like 30, like probably 30 different races, and you don't have any clue how any of them function outside of your own.
I've never actually watched. Witness to these things.
I think what he's trying to say is he's a virgin.
Man, how did we get stuck on a crew with two virgins? A freaking monk and a Gripply.
Really, you know.
Sorry, I'm meditation
process,
master.
Kind of like, you know, crop dusting. Master Dave. Kind of yeah, they give it more like crop dusting. We got babies.
Different strokes, different folks. Fun intended.
Humans are huge. It's got to be messy. I'm not kidding, man.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
So, is he going to climb on her back?
He very much wants to. I'm not sure if she's going to let him. That's what I'm trying to figure out now. Shush.
Come on. I'm sure in the adventure path there's probably an index that just says, if your PCs want to fuck the NPCs.
The,
how to deal with pregnancy and newborns on a deserted island.
Yeah, I'm sure that's in the index somewhere.
It's fine. I've got saving finale.
I can purify food and drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Maybe it would be best if they didn't do that in the sleeping area.
I've heard if you had sex in the ocean, you can't get pregnant.
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to come over and ask if I can have the dead Demorphodon briefly.
All right.
Okay.
Pull it out of the bag.
Thanks.
Here you go.
Now I'm going to walk over to her and ask her, be like, hey, I've got an idea. Do you really want to get rid of this tattoo?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to cast a spell. It's called Transfer Tattoo. I'm going to transfer it from her to the dead bird dinosaur thing.
Really?
It's actually what the spell does.
Really?
I took it at level 2.
Oh, you sly dog.
Yeah.
Really?
He's dedicated to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
With this spell, you can transfer one tattoo from one creature to another. Target that isn't willing to have the tattoo removed or to receive the transferred tattoo can resist the spell with a fortitude save. If successful, the transfer fails, blah, 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 and the cast will be staggered for one round. A tattoo can be transferred from a dead creature or to a dead creature in this manner.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, whole concept of building a character way out here and then bring it back paid off this time, didn't it? For sure. Okay. So, is that unwilling participant gets a fort save?
Correct.
Okay, but she's willing.
So. Yeah, and the other thing's dead, so it doesn't
get
a save.
It doesn't get a save.
Yeah.
So is this going to be a before dinner, after dinner thing, or
whatever she decides?
Okay. How long's the cast time?
Instantaneous.
Really? Wow. That's pretty slick. I like it. All right.
Sorry, it's a standard action casting time. The spell duration is instantaneous.
Right. So standard action, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Charwin?
Yes. You're not over here.
Can I have the tattoo?
We can talk about that later, I guess.
Can I make a stealth check?
I put the Demorphodon back in the bag.
A more willing participant now.
Clarification, if the transfer is on a dead body, you can only transfer it off of the dead body within 1 hour per caster level. And I can only cast this once a day. So you'll have to find somebody else to do it. Just so you know.
That's probably not going to happen.
Just letting you know.
So
now I have a tattooed dinosaur.
Yes.
You are offering to receive the tattoo, is that right? Tim?
I was, yes, but apparently it's
okay. Well, I mean, you weren't over there.
No, it's all right.
That's why I
was 30 feet away watching, and I'm just like, I probably wouldn't have even known what you're doing until I saw the tattoo move, and then I'm just like, gears turning. I think I want the tattoo.
Okay.
But apparently now it's too late. So
sorry.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Sorry.
Yeah. So you're saying you've already done this because she was willing, and you're...
If that's... you're the DM. You tell us how it happens. If you want this to happen, I mean, that's all on you. I'm just suggesting to her, like, hey, I can take care of this tattoo for you.
Well, Sasha was going to recommend after dinner, actually.
And that's fine. So yeah. We can still do it if you'd like.
Well, okay. Again, I wouldn't know
what
it would be doing.
Well, we're talking about it. If you're listening...
Well, I'm not... Away. I'm kind of listening, mostly just watching.
Oh, I'm all up in their business. Do I need to make a stealth check?
Yeah, sure. Give me a perception.
I have a 30.
Please stop using the big dice.
What'd you get?
I'm looking. I think Darwin. It's...
I'm thinking Ronan's sneaking up on you.
21.
Effectively.
So probably.
Yeah. With a 30, he's up on you. Listening in, watching. What do you want to do?
I'm just listening and watching.
Just observing, that's all?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is fascinating.
Okay. You're becoming quite the student of human nature, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So you're also listening to what's going on between us, correct?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say at this point that you and Sasha are discussing your plan for this, and then others are starting to prep for dinner.
Oh, we've got snake.
Yes, you do.
Here, many pounds of snake.
Nice. And, you know, believe it or not, your good buddy the cleric, Jask, Durindi, does a hell of a good job with barbecue. So he's volunteering to cook tonight. Because he's a specialty snake for whatever reason. Does a nice jerk seasoning on it, you know.
Gumbo.
So, he's getting a barbecue ready. He very much appreciates the snake. And he's preparing that. What's the rest of you doing Well, we know what Jarwin's doing. We know what Ronan's doing. Meta, what are you doing?
Just hanging out.
Rocking. Kicking back.
Actually, she'd probably be walking around to the food stores, making sure none of it's spoiled. Okay. And casting Purify food and drink on anything that is.
Oh, being productive. Look at that. Fabulous.
The monk is mastering his meditation.
That.
Out in the open like that?
It's very skilled.
It's actually more of a entertainment sport at this point. So good at it, you know?
You say you're out on the beach meditating?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes more sense to me than the other. He doesn't have a female with him. What's he doing?
Not yet, he doesn't. But after a while, she doesn't want to interrupt, but Eris kind of creeps up behind you after a while. Give me a perception check.
13.
13. Okay, you don't notice her yet, but she's just sitting there, patiently, suddenly, about 10 feet you feel some behind you. Again, doesn't want to interrupt your meditations. But once you look like you're at a closing point, she wants to talk to you, obviously.
Once you're close to your finish.
Yeah. During the climax, really. yeah, so probably another 30 minutes, so then I turn and try to go back to camp.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really fucking patient, but I don't know if she's that patient.
Oh, hair job.
After about 10 minutes, she's going to creep up a little bit more.
Do you want me to make a perception?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Natural one?
Yes. He's so into his masturbation, has no idea someone is 10 feet away from him.
It's internal, just to be clear.
Gross. They keep saying her name, that's why she's walking up.
Another 10 minutes. You didn't notice her yet, so another 10 minutes, she's like 2.5 more feet ahead, like half a square, you know? She's just really, really wanting to talk to you.
You feel the breathing on the back of your neck.
After next roll, yeah.
That's better, 20.
Okay, you finally sense a presence behind you.
Looking over your shoulder. What are you doing there?
Oh.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. Rumor has it that you might have some... Some people call it fire water. Some people call it liquid courage. I just call it spirits. You got any?
No, I don't have any. I don't drink myself.
Yeah, I kind of figured the whole monk thing, but wow. God, I'm chilling something. This shipwreck thing has just thrown me for a loop, and I'm used to a steady supply. Promise me, if you come across some, would you share?
I will.
Since you don't drink at all.
Yes, I will. I will, of course, share. But you should come meditate. It will help.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing there, but okay. Show me what to do.
It's,
wait a minute. Give me a.
Bluff check.
Diplomacy.
Sense motive.
Well, it's bluff check to lie about the brand date. That's why I said it.
Diplomacy. Oh, okay.
Well, which I am great at.
At bluff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 10.
So mine would be diplomacy, right? Or no, mine would be. I gotta find the skill. Sorry.
S&M.
Point out that I rolled an 11.
Gotta find it.
For those of you at home, that means his "I'm great at that" was sarcasm.
Right. -1, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really doesn't believe you, obviously, but yeah, because she did not roll a -1.
No. His glove is a -1.
It's a 10 total.
10. Oh, 10 total. Okay,
10 total.
Okay, misunderstood. Still not quite buying it, but she'll... Because she's not quite buying it and she wants to hang out with you, because she believes that you do have some, she's going to try and meditate with you. You show her what to do. Will you?
Yes.
Okay.
Next exercise of self-reflection, if you will.
Self-reflection.
Do you want
so you mean look at myself? From a different perspective? What do you mean?
Sit and think of what you've done today. Reflect.
Okay.
And how you might have done that better.
Ooh. Okay. How long do we do this?
Start small.
Okay.
Work up.
to a longer meditation. Each time, you will get better.
Okay. So, how long?
Try 10 minutes and see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, after about 2 minutes, she said, yeah, that was fun, see ya. Gets up and walks back towards the game.
And I still have brandy.
Yeah, she kind of made an internal decision. Yeah, it's not worth it yet. And got up and walked. So, what's going on elsewhere, guys? And gals?
I'm still waiting to see where this goes with...
Right?
I've given up on that. I'm just going to eat dinner and go to bed.
All right. So, I'm going to say about this point, the snake is done cooking, and you all may partake. Get yourself some grub, as it were.
I'm after the grub.
I'm probably going to ask the same question I asked earlier to the NPCs on this thing. Do any of you happen to have any families that might come looking for you? Jask, I imagine yours is probably a no since you've been on the run for so long, but Gellick? Sasha? Eris? Ishiru?
Alright.
Anyone?
Eris just kind of shakes her head and puts her head down in her knees. She's kind of leaned up against a tree, you know?
No family, but there's nothing to say the church might not come looking for me.
Unresponsive, more or less. Gellick will try not to be such a smartass. He's not friendly with you guys yet, I don't believe. Now, he is only child, I believe. So, no family coming looking for me. Sorry. Ishiru, have we shared his story yet? I can't remember, guys.
Only a little.
I asked about his weapon, but other than that.
Okay.
I believe we know that he got that on his departure from the Aspis Consortium. And
yes.
No, yeah, we can get into that later. Yes. Ishiru just shakes his head in sadness. Jask will tell you that he is expected to be imprisoned. Sasha says, God, I hope not. I don't want mother coming looking for me.
I would second that. I don't want your mother coming and looking for you.
Uh-huh. So, looks like if it's going to be, it's up to us. Is basically the consensus. And by us, we mean you.
Yes, thank you. Jask, this is wonderful, wonderful snake.
Thank you.
Nom nom nom.
Family recipe.
This is how you cooked your family? In that, your family?
That would explain why he has no family looking for him.
Oh, that's just wrong. Alright, so... Dinner was tasty, apparently. You guys talked about watches, your after-dinner activities with Jarwin and Sasha. I don't know if you might have mentioned that. Maybe Tam caught wind of that during dinner?
We may have talked about it some, but I imagine that if we talked about it before dinner time, we might not have talked about it. I would have been more flirting and such.
I am now going to consult the Great Oracle Die.
Oh, what will you ask it?
Should Tam get the tattoo? Unlikely. So, that does not mean no. So I'm going to roll the die, and if I roll a 20...
But the die has spoken. You know what happened last time.
What the die said unlikely.
Okay.
So there's still a possibility. So that's why I'm saying nat 20, and it's a 4. So that's a no on the test.
Okay.
You can still have the Dimorphodon with the tattoo on it.
I would like that. It's got very pretty feathers.
Okay. So I'm not sure if you'd really be able to see the tattoo very much.
After we pluck out the feathers.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine this covers Sasha's entire back.
Yeah.
And it's a dimorph.
It would resize.
It's it would?
Yeah.
Okay, I imagined it just wrapping around every available bit.
Well, I mean, you could do either way, I would guess.
It doesn't cover her entire back, but a good chunk of it. About half. I had a picture. Now I can't find it, of course. It's in the 50s. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Upper portion.
I can't really see it from here.
Pass it around.
Quickly read the other information.
Oh. I imagine that is something completely different.
Yeah, it looks like mantis arms that are like
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting something more of like an actual full cover back tattoo.
Yeah, not quite as big as you would think. Yeah.
And, or inclusive. It's basically just an N shaped out of mantis limbs.
Yeah.
Sideways Z.
Yeah, okay, yes. Sideways Z.
Of course. What were you thinking with your N idea?
Yeah.
All right, so after dinner, you can proceed with your casting, Jarwin.
All right.
Material components?
A needle.
All right. I'm sure you found a needle somewhere.
Sure, I have some needles.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she has to be topless.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. That just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I suppose. Give me a diplomacy check if you really want to pursue that.
I guess.
Or bluff. No, bluff.
31?
Yeah, she buys it, but she insists that you go off into the jungle a piece.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So you want me to be partially with you personally naked and in private?
Yeah, if you're going
to
follow. Perception, Jarwin.
Kurt.
No more big die.
That's one good one.
I know, but it makes too much noise.
22.
No suit for you. They see you coming, and what do you do?
Tell you to go away.
There you go.
I just simply try to reposition and stealth again.
Okay. Roll over.
23. 22. Uh-huh. Go
Still
away.
Don't buy it. They say get it. Run away.
If we see you again, we will harm you. We want our privacy. Yes, we will.
So, what do you do?
He rolls to see how high his stealth could be before deciding whether
that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, I gotta roll this shitty die. If I was rolling my good one, I'd be alright.
Nath would like to attempt to see how Eris' mental state is coming along now that she is aware that there's brandy.
Good call. She is still just miserable, more or less.
Okay. Not planning anything devious, though. She doesn't look like she's upset. Nah.
She's just like out of it, you know? There might actually be some physical discomfort from her being cut off from her source of alcohol abruptly like that. You can determine that, but other than that, no, she doesn't look like she's capable of it. That's how kind of under the weather she seems. So,
cold turkey withdrawal.
Yep.
Is it dark out?
It's twilight at the moment. And the surf is just starting to get that bit of a glow out in the waves.
I think that since everyone else is busy,
uh-huh,
and we've already eaten,
uh-huh,
and it's not time to start a watch yet,
uh-huh,
I'm going to explore around the camp and see if I find anything, anything either that may have washed up, anything in the jungle,
seashells by the seashore,
whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
I will search for things of interest, and instead of going the way that we went last time, I'll go the other direction down the beach a little ways. And
okay, how far you want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I'm doing a very intense search, so I'm probably not going to move very fast.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Again, you're at B. There seems to be a bit of a lagoon sort of deal there, but it's not really a lagoon. It's more of a small bay.
Okay.
We'll go right that way, if you're heading to the right.
Yeah, go around all that.
All right.
You know, kind of skirt the...
So closer to where the Genevieve's wrecked, basically. All right.
Skirt the beach there.
Okay.
And then I'll come back kind of in the jungle area, see if I see anything in there.
Okay.
So.
You did say you're going alone?
Unless someone wants to come with me.
I'll go with you. I don't really feel comfortable with anybody wandering off by themselves.
So let me make sure I understood. You're going to go beachcombing, right?
Yes.
Checking the sand for anything that might have washed up.
Okay. Any signs of anything else that might be here.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
Trask.
You go 30 feet out, look down, and there's a really pretty seashell.
You find a comb.
What do you want to do with it?
I pick it up and look at it.
Okay.
Actually, can I do a knowledge nature before I pick it up?
Shiny on the inside. Of course on the outside. Shiny, of course. Shiny, of course.
Can I do a knowledge nature before I pick it up?
Sure.
That is a... I didn't cast guidance. So 16, 17?
16 or 17?
It's a 17.
For knowledge nature, was it?
Yes.
Okay. This belonged to a sea slug. And It's kind of a conch shape.
Okay.
You can picture it in your mind.
There's nothing still inhabiting the shell?
No, it's empty. But shiny and pink on the inside. And coarse and white and yellow on the outside.
While he's walking into the intense surge, Tam is just like looking around, very bored.
Ooh!
Regretting coming along.
Tam finds a sand dollar the size of her hand.
She leaves it on the beach.
Okay.
While they're doing that, Meadow would try to help alleviate the drunk's symptoms.
How are you going to go about that?
By He'll screaming
check.
At him.
He'll check. All right.
Are you going to scream at him?
No.
Oh.
Eris the drunk.
No, that was pretty good. Sober actually. Drunk. That is a 28. He'll check to try to help alleviate her discomfort. I was tempted to ask for the brandy and then purify it.
Wow.
But I'm not that big of a dick yet.
It's coming.
So you go over and you're checking her over, doing your heel check. Which, what did you roll again?
28.
Nice roll. Very nice roll.
Technically, I can cast that spell again. I forgot Bard is spontaneous.
Meh.
So if you really want it.
Meh.
She starts talking to you. She says, I appreciate you trying to help me out. Really, the best thing for me right now is a bit of alcohol.
Not to be cruel here, ma'am, but isn't that what got you in this predicament in the first place?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't start. You know, I didn't get the habit overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. It's just kind of one of those things. You got to wean yourself. You've heard of that, right? It's just the way this thing works. But you wouldn't happen to have any viper nettle berries, would you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, I've been told that that will help with recovery, help hasten recovery. That way I won't be so freaking miserable for so very freaking long. If you should come across any in your travels, do be a dear and bring some back.
Certainly. I'd be more than happy to keep an eye out for that.
Thanks.
Pete, you look confused. You played WoW for so long. You should be well aware of fetch quests. I'm sure Jask wants us to go kill 40 boars.
I'm quite familiar.
Yeah. First it's fetch us a dinosaur, now it's bring us berries.
Yes.
I'm sure Gallic probably wants us to go pick flowers.
You guys can do the rest.
I don't get. Where do those friggin' ogres hide their stuff in their loincloth?
Right?
The backside.
Ooh.
There's a hole, you know. Sometimes two bags.
Hours of pickpocketing them, and it's like.
Oh, dammers.
Got to really get up in there.
Yep.
You know, ogres are fat. They got a lot of flesh.
Gross.
And you only really need one testicle, so the other one can be hollowed out.
Right? Exactly.
I don't know, my biggest kick was always like you kill a rat and it drops like a greatsword.
Yeah.
It was stuck in his back.
Yeah,
all right. So, anybody else doing anything else? I'll go back to the beach if you guys want to in a minute.
I would like to, if it's still in camp, if it's not, and it's in somebody's bag, then I would probably start searching for them. I want to see if our collected glowing moss is still glowing.
Well, that's right, you did have a jar of the surf, didn't you?
Yeah. We did.
Well, tell me this. Was it airtight covered, or was it... just sitting open.
Wrong person to ask. I don't know.
I'm asking everybody. I don't recall.
I know I don't have it, so I thought about it, but I never actually collected any.
I don't recall either. Do not know. I remember the thought being thrown out there.
In that case, it doesn't exist.
You could go collect some now and further this experiment, I suppose.
Sure.
Yeah, you've got a jar, I'm sure.
We've got plenty of jars and containers on the ship, I'm sure. So
yeah, you did. Yeah.
I'll just take a nice sized jar and try to capture as much of it as I can out of the surf.
Okay.
By himself at night.
To do that, you'll have to wait out in the water a little bit.
Yeah.
Not far. Maybe.
Da-na-na.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Megalodon.
You,
you mentioned. It beaches itself. You get all the experience points.
You're level 12.
You managed to collect your sample without any issues.
Phrasing.
Right?
more meditation.
I did that on purpose.
I can imagine Nat doing like crane style out on the beach as the sun rises, like trying to keep his balance on one foot as the surf comes in. That seems very kung fu.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I can dig it.
I have an important question.
Sure.
What happened to my door?
That's a pretty good question.
It's in the tent with all the other supplies.
If I remember correctly, we used it to float something or someone back to shore, right?
Yeah, me.
We had two doors.
Oh, yeah.
We have
a surfboard.
But I don't care what happened to your door.
Uh-huh.
It could also be your door.
What about more doors?
No, more doors is at the bottom of the ocean. Remember, they sank with the ship.
Oh, yes.
What did you do with that door?
I left it at the camp.
Oh.
What did they do with the door?
Hmm.
This impetus is on you, sir.
Hmm.
It became a door.
The ball is in your court.
And currently, then, I will say that it is used as a partition of sorts.
This is a door standing out on the beach.
Oh, my God.
Dark, dark, dark. Come in.
Hi. Close the door. It's like Looney Tunes.
Okay.
It's a door to nothingness.
No, that's fine. It's used for people to go dress or pee or whatever.
Yeah. They put the two doors together and made a screen out of it.
Yes.
The I understand. Privacy. Yeah. Yeah.
The visual is complete.
Yeah. So, you perform your ritual?
Do I need to use the spell saving finale, or are we okay?
Saving finale? Well, that's on you, man. I don't care.
Yes, I
will. I'm going to say it, unless there's some kind of DC check.
No.
Is there?
No, I'm talking about not knocking her up.
I know what you were talking about, but I was talking about
next when you finish.
Grease.
Actually, I mentioned the fireworks. Just
spark.
Made me see fireworks. No, I mean that like literally. Literally used fireworks.
I would have been able to, had I not gone for the walk, lights, I would have been able to sneak back up on them later. But that's okay. I'm sure it'll happen again. They won't see me next time.
I'm going to end up killing this Gripply.
Good luck. Got to catch me first.
I don't need it.
As you get closer to the Genevieve wreck, or where it was, it's sunk into the ocean now.
Yeah.
You find a bunch of driftwood. Not much else, quite honestly.
I do have detect magic going, so just in case something on the beach is glowing or whatever.
Okay. Yep. Driftwood.
Nope, nothing in the water. Anything in the jungle?
Well, the phosphorescent.
Do we see any more shadows in the water?
As it gets darker, yeah, you start seeing more of those greenish colored things, whatever they are, coming towards the shore, and all of a sudden they change direction and follow the wave line, and then might recede back out into the ocean.
Can I make a knowledge check?
Yeah.
Which one?
Religion.
Okay. I'm going to use my Inquisitor ability to add my Wisdom modifier to that.
Okay. What's your Wismod?
Plus 3.
Honestly, I just wanted to say Wismod.
Wismod. All right.
Plus 3, you say. All right.
That is a 23.
23.
Mm-hmm.
With a 23, you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, there is definitely something supernatural about those.
Do, 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 do.
Is it like a living...
Supernatural.
They're not humanoid or anything.
Humans tend to not be supernatural.
Humans?
Oh, no, actually, that's most of the cast is human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Supernatural. it might be humanoid shape-ish at times. So far, that's really all you've been able to perceive.
Hmm.
You could go for a swim.
That'd be pretty bold for a little frog.
You're small, you can get away easier.
Froggy went to court and he did rotten.
I could attempt to communicate.
What's that? Okay.
With your tongue. Use your tongue.
Well, I mean, they're pretty far out at this point.
No, that's true.
They haven't come close enough to the shore for you really to ID whether or not they're humanoid shape or not, is what I'm trying to say.
How about this? How about if I just
kind of a blurry blob.
Kind of step out ankle deep in the water.
It's still going to be pretty far
Congratulations,
away.
Congratulations, you're an inch into
I mean,
the water.
You are how tall? So you take one step into the ocean.
I'll get that.
But when I step into the water, they don't change their course. Nothing happens. They don't, like, you know, just...
No, yeah. If that was the test, no.
Okay. Tam will aggressively roll her eyes.
Aggressively. I love it. All right.
Throw the frog.
I thought it was kiss the frog. Is that not the phrase anymore?
No, not okay. This one.
Never mind.
All right. I'll kneel down, and would I have to yell for them to be able to hear me? Are they that far out?
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so we're talking. They're 100 yards.
100 yards out, yeah.
And underwater.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Never mind.
Well, apparently.
And so I can't really make it out from here, but they're obviously like man sized.
You got a swim speed? Is no, this something you want to pursue check. That much?
No. No, not without the rest of the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it
by yourself. Just checking. So.
Do it by yourself. You're fine.
But, mm-hmm.
So you're the devil or the angel on the shoulder? Which, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both.
Okay.
Well, let's check the jungle.
You can go in the jungle at night?
Well, they've been gone for a while. Meta gets done with this heel check stuff and says, good night, guys, and goes to bed.
Okay. Yeah, I don't recall what your watches were, but...
We decided the non-participating characters
NPCs
were going to...
Non-participating comrades.
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 Comrades. We're going to be taking care of the watches.
Okay.
Because we were doing all the hard stuff.
Never seen comrade with a K. Yeah.
Sure, that seems fair. I mean, they've just been hanging out, keeping watch on the shore. Why not keep it up? Yeah.
So, again, with the mage sight and the dark vision in the jungle.
Okay.
And looking for structures, looking for any signs of activity, footprints.
Ronan, really, it's the middle of the night.
It's probably 9 o'clock or so. You know.
All right, on our way back, what?
Fine.
But I'm really glad you came with me.
I'm not.
Me too.
One. Well, I'll check a one.
You can do that. With what you will. No, not you will. You make it back uneventfully.
I still think we need it.
And we find nothing. No sign of life or anything in that
No direction. Physical structures other than the jungle's trees and vines.
How far did we get?
Not real far. Say 300 feet or so. You don't want to go too far out from still camp, think we did need you?
To change the name of our podcast to Five Assholes and Will.
Yeah, how far did you want to go?
I figured I'd end up going like half a mile or a mile or something, you know.
Well, 300-400 feet.
So, yeah, I go back to camp and knowing there's nothing that way, at least, that's going to come eat us. Still got to worry about a vengeful snake or eating her husband.
Vengeful snake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snake. Oh, my lord. What? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Tam goes to bed.
You recall about where that snake was, do you? So you can choose to avoid it or not. Yeah, it's up to you.
Nath goes to bed.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3 of you. You're happy ending.
Whatever we're doing. Going to bed together, I hope. That's the plan.
Sasha is not opposed.
I'm good with this.
She likes to cuddle, though.
I'm fine with that, too.
Okay.
They wake up. And there's a dog in between them. Like most married couples, the dog's got to be in the middle of it.
The thing about marriage, well, he's going really fast here, isn't he?
I didn't say anything about that.
Right?
Yeah, but, you know, dogs don't care if you're married. They just get in the middle of everything.
Yeah, so the night goes like this. Let's find out. Uneventful.
I'm going
to
use...
to hear that, Jarwin.
Saving finale to finish.
All right, well, go ahead.
No, it just happens. It's instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
My performance ends, and then I get a saving throw.
Okay. So?
That's it.
Throw it.
7.
I think you should make him check to see if he fumbles, like shoots himself in the eye with it or something. Next day, he comes out with a black eye. He's got a patch over it.
Black eye. What the hell kind of force do you think he has?
Pretty sure I get a little bit more action than that.
You know, you never know, man. He's...
A lot of it does have to do how long a time and it's been. So,
a little jism in the eye.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, it's still just sex. It's not a freaking, like, t-shirt cannon. You never know. You're right. I don't know physiology, like the sexual physiology in the Pathfinder universe. I'm just going to go ahead and presume that you're not shooting a wad the size of a tennis ball out the tip of your penis.
I'm going to agree with that.
This is a presumption I'm going to make.
As a Gripply, I have no idea.
Okay.
I think I just knocked her up.
Time will tell.
It's okay, she'll be dead before that happens.
Probably.
Can do a heal check, you know.
Okay, so drift off to slumber yet?
I would assume we'd return to camp.
What?
We wouldn't sleep in the woods.
Yeah, I didn't think we would.
Yes.
Sleep in the jungle now.
Yes.
No.
Probably.
Wouldn't be a good idea.
Probably would go to sleep if we have a watch set.
Yeah, because you already have that set.
Yep.
Sasha is supposed to take the third watch. So,
yeah. I think I took third watch for the last time.
Eager to get some shut-eye, but
yeah.
What time she does spend with the shut-eye, she's, like I said, not opposed to spending it with you.
I'm good with this.
You are her hero.
Yay! I guess.
Yeah. All right. So, everybody asleep yet?
Well, I guess we'd be taking our shifts, so it'll be first watch, second watch,
third
watch.
Remember the NPCs are doing that?
Right.
Open a tree.
So. You can get a full 8 hours.
Well, I'm saying I would take third watch with Sasha.
Oh, because you want to, huh?
Yes, yeah.
All right. I'm going to say that Ronan has a strange dream.
I dream?
Yes. Wonderful. Yes, you did.
Next time on Six Assholes.
You're in a rowboat on the open ocean at night. Sitting across from you, rowing the boat, is first mate Alton. He's obviously dead.
Obviously.
He's got the wounds and stings his body displays on the wreck of Genevieve. But still, he rows.
As a disciple of Farazba, this disturbs me.
Eventually, the boat reaches an island covered with snakes. Alton waits as you exit the boat, standing ankle deep in snakes. And then he turns and rows back out to sea. You assume off to look for more survivors to ferry to shore. But Alton never returns. And you wake up just as the snakes start to bite. What will happen next? Find out on our next episode of Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right,
Neil, playing the human bard Jarwin Triot.
Will, playing the human monk Nath Medicar.
Jason, playing the human rogue Tam Westcrown.
And of course, your favorite, Curtis, playing Ronan, the Gripply Inquisitor.
Say that last part again.
Gripply Inquisitor?
Say it like you do.
Gripply Inquisitor?
Nothing but professionals here.
Leave that all in.
Playing Ronan, the Gripply Inquisitor.
And Pete playing Meta.
Meta.
Try again.
Yeah, just do the whole thing again. And Peter playing Meta.
Changeling Green Hag.
What now?
Good night!
Bye.
What else do you want?
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.